Well, the Ministry of Education has today publicly apologised to Christchurch school teachers and parents for not doing a good enough job in the wake of the Canterbury earthquakes. The Ministry admits it failed to be completely upfront about the multiple school closures and mergers that followed and vows it won't happen again. Iona Halsted is the Education Ministry's CEO and she is with me. Iona, thank you for coming on the programme.
Good afternoon, Larry.
So quite an extraordinary admission of guilt here. What happened?
I want to take the opportunity to be clear about my apology to the people in Christchurch. We didn't provide the information they needed in sufficient time or in a way that they could handle it. And they were shocked and surprised by our announcement on the 13th of September 2012. They deserve better. We let them down, and I'm sorry for that. Subsequent to the 13th of September meeting, we went into a consultation round, which where specific proposals were the subject of formal consultation. And I am pleased with, largely pleased with how that process was handled. The outcome was that 30% of the original proposals were changed, which suggests to me a robust process. And I'm also pleased that we're getting really good feedback now from the children and parents who are in the new schools.
And why do you think the process went wrong?
We need to go back to 2012 and remember what the circumstances were. So some high-level numbers, for example. We had 9,000 students sharing school spaces with 9,000 vacant places in Christchurch. 330 schools that were earthquake risks and 200 schools that were earthquake damaged. So that was the environment, and that's not an excuse, that's just the context. So the process that we engaged with Christchurch principals was to get a vision for the future for Christchurch, and that was an open process. The feedback that we got from them was feeding into a business case process that we had to do. What we were not clear about and what we were not sufficiently transparent about was that process. The outcome of the process was absolutely clear. It was an initial set of proposals which was subsequently the subject of consultation. But that first round of engagement, people felt shocked, surprised and misled, and that shouldn't have happened.
Is that because it was poorly handled?
It was the process at that time did not have one person leading it. That was a decision of the then chief executive, that it was a business as usual process. So responsibilities for the whole process were spread around, and I think that did lead to mishandling.
See, I look at the Ombudsman's report here, and it seems that the Ministry of Education was engaging but not really engaging, like talking, but you were making other plans. It looks like the dialogue was irrelevant. What do you say about that?
That's how it would have looked to the people in Christchurch. And that's what they would have told the Ombudsman, because we hadn't been explicit with them up front that we would have to go to the government to get money. We needed to know how much money we would have to start consulting with them about the future rebuild in Christchurch. So that's not a secret process in the sense that it doesn't happen often. It is a process that public servants are often engaged in, but it's not a public process. Now, in hindsight, of course, the obvious thing to have done would have been to have been explicit with the people of Christchurch around what the ministry would have had to do in order to secure funding, in order to talk about the shape of the future. In terms of the detailed nature of the shape of the
future. So there was a disconnection there somewhere?
Mm. Well, there's certainly a communication gap. Within the ministry, the people working on the business case and the people running the engagement program were talking together weekly. So it wasn't that it wasn't informing the process, but it was not transparent at that point.
What has been done, what is being done to fix all these issues?
Well, as a result of the process going awry on the 13th of September meeting, and that's before the formal consultation started, the ministry engaged with the sector to develop new guidelines to work with the system. And so we currently have a set of guidelines which means that we're always talking to schools more earlier in the process. We share a lot more information with them. We provide facilitators during consultation. Our data analytics teams are much better at providing information in a way that's easily understood, and we are much more flexible about our consultation timelines. So those are things that are now part and parcel of the process and have been since 2013.
Did you see all those issues? Because you've come in as CEO, did you see all those issues when you came on board?
I came in, the 2013 guidelines were in place when I came on board. So I became really familiar with this issue when I saw the draft version of the Ombudsman's report. Mm.
All right.
Which was relatively recently.
Well, thank you for coming on the program. Appreciate it. That is Iona Halstead, Chief Executive of the Ministry of Education. It is 4:15.